and welcome. It's our number four, of our radio show repackage in the podcast format. We thank you for supporting, downloading, listening to this podcast, being part of the Maller Militia. It is wonderful to have you. And so this hour, during a grab-ass interview on Monday Night Football, Rob Gronkowski claimed that he's not about that film study, boss. Gronk says that he does not pay attention to film. He was having a grand time. Is it true or false? True or false? We'll get to that right now in hour number four. Here it is. I don't need your stinking film. No. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we rub our nose in it coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR. Emanating live from the store, the toy store, the Fox Sports Radio studios, somewhere at a secret location in the North Woods. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? So we begin this hour not with the Monday night game, the Green Bay Packers down at halftime, needing Jared Goff to give that game away. And boy, did he ever give that game away for the Detroit Lions with a gutless performance in the second half. That was the full Jared Goff experience. But the Green Bay Packers, they win big. And if you didn't watch the game, you'll think, boy, they're back. The Packers are back. Their defense, El Matador, the Packer defense, they were getting run up and down the field by a bunch of nobodies on the Lions in the first part of that game. All right, but that's not what we're here to talk about. The Buccaneers, that's right, the Bucs, their tight end, Rob Gronkowski, creating sporting news. Now, Gronkowski was his typical self when he popped up on a television broadcast, a alternative Monday Night Football broadcast, a lowly rated broadcast on Monday night with the Manning brothers. Now, Gronk, what we know about him publicly is he loves to play grab ass. He is not an introvert. He is an extrovert. And this was right in his wheelhouse. He got to pop up in the boob tube and be the clown. And so Gronkowski was asked, among other things, what he looks for when he watches footage of games. Right? When he keys in on certain things, watching the game film, which players love to brag about how educated they are at watching football. And at that point, Gronk pivoted. He did not give the cliche answer at all. Instead, he spilled the beans on how much film he studies outside of team sessions. Now, if you did not hear his response, maybe not. It is vintage Rob Gronkowski, as Warner Wolf would say. Let's go to the audio tape.
My teammate Cam Bray just asked me the other day. He goes, "Rob, I have a serious question." He goes, "Do you ever watch film?" And I said, "No, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good."
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Simple enough, right? Monkey see, monkey do. And then the Bucs tight end contradicted that statement. He said later on, "I don't watch film, but I do watch film when the team is showing it." He said, "Every once in a while, I'll watch games like right now," as he was on a Monday night alternative broadcast, and he says, "I'll study them. I definitely do check the opponent," Gronkowski went on to say, "and who's going to be covering me." He also said, "I actually do go up to Tom Brady, because I do know Tom watches like 40 hours of film a week, and I go, 'Tom,'" Gronkowski said, "who's covering me? What type of coverages are they doing? Gronkowski said, "That's why I love playing with you, Tom. You know everything." Ha ha ha. The crowd goes wild. All right, so let us discuss. The question, Rob Gronkowski, now you're having a good time, having some fun here. Rob Gronkowski's claim that he does not pay attention to film, true or false? True or false? Now, immediately most are just like rolling their eyes at this, saying, "Well, he was just goofing around." But I am going, yes, I'm nodding my head. I believe there is truth in this statement. O ye of little faith. My spidey-like senses tell me There is some reality in this particular statement. Now, I've got on brand paper airplanes and Sigmund Freud, and we will combine all of these things together and form the bedrock of this Mahler monologue. Now, to kick the festivities off here, Rob Gronkowski, again, to set the picture, you heard a soundbite. He was schmoozing, the schmooze with the Mannings in his happy place as an extrovert, hobnobbing around, not in the same location. He was on his computer, but this is the perfect forum to mix and match equal parts exaggeration and embellishment. A little exaggeration and a little embellishment over here. It is the place to get those shaggy dog stories out. Now, that said, we are buying that Rob Gronkowski doesn't pay attention. I believe that. To me, that is logical. It's on brand for the public persona of Rob Gronkowski. He is the definition of a meathead. If you were to say, who is a meathead football player, it's Rob Gronkowski. Now, if you were to say, who's a meathead coach, that would be Campbell, the coach of the Lions. But Gronkowski happens to be a freak of nature. Now, if you're the last guy on a football team, you have to do everything. You have to take notes. You have to watch game film. You have to overcompensate for your lack of skills. But when you are a cyborg and you dominate because of your God-given talent, you don't have to pay attention to the little details. In baseball, there's a term for this. They say it's a million-dollar arm but a 10-cent head. In football, they call it all brawn and no brain. That's the term. And that is the tight end of the Buccaneers in a nutshell. Now, furthermore, Rob Gronkowski cannot be bothered with the busy body work of the NFL. I think that is true. I think he was being honest here, and everyone just dismissed it and all that. That's for other mere mortals to deal with. You know, Gronk's funny. We like Gronk. He's a good player. He's off to a great start. A couple of touchdowns each game here. But he's the guy that has the funny nose and the makeup on, and he's wearing the clown shoes. Because every classroom, every radio station, every locker room, any office, you all have one thing in common, the class clown. And that is the role that Rob Gronkowski plays. Whatever team Rob is on, he fills that void as the dreaded jokester, which is great. It's not a bad thing. I'm not ripping Rob Gronkowski. That's how I see Rob Gronkowski and how he fits in. He just happens to be really good at playing football. But he's the guy, we all remember this back in our school days, maybe you're still in school, the guy that sits in the back of the class, doodling, right, making paper airplanes and spitballs. That's the person. That's Gronkowski. He just happens to nail it when the test comes around. But in the NFL world, you're okay with that. As long as you go out and you put up Hall of Fame statistics, he checks that box. He certainly does, Rob Gronkowski. He doesn't hold back when he's on the field. All right, now the last thing here. So some of the hardo football media people, I get a kick out of these people. They're middle-aged people who really take this way too seriously. Way, you know, you just want to snooze when you hear these people. And they were offended by Gronkowski's shtick. And they're the same people that don't get sarcasm and don't understand sarcasm. And they say, well, this does not match up with what we've been told about Rob Gronkowski and his study habits. Oh, my God, I'm pulling my hair out. Now, we are sure that Gronkowski had his tongue in his cheek. He was hamming it up. And, you know, this was open mic night at the Chuckles Comedy Club, entertainment value. But again, that being said, I am of the position that I believe there is a grain of truth in every joke. And as the great Sigmund Freud suggested, jokes are actually true. There's truth in every joke, and they serve two purposes: aggression and also to expose unconscious desires, right? That was his position on jokes. But the idea that there's a grain of truth in every joke, I do buy that. It's totally believable that Gronkowski can be the class clown, not pay attention in video, hey, say, hey, Tom, what am I supposed to do here, and go out and dominate. All these things can be true at the same time. And remember this about the NFL, and this is an important footnote to the Rob Gronkowski story, right? And this is a big thing. The NFL is an open book quiz. it's not like you have to memorize everything. The players are allowed to scrawl notes on the palms of their hands if they want. In the NFL, they just have that wristband with all the plays on it and everywhere you're supposed to be. And when they go here, you're supposed to go there. And so it's all on your wristband. So as long as you know the language of pigskin, and you're not a complete moron when it comes to that, then you're okay. You're all right, right? You don't have to pay that close attention in film. And he's like, go out there and run. All right? See and do what you see and react to it. But it is socially acceptable to cut corners in the NFL. Again, it's an open book quiz. It's an open book quiz. This is not an open book quiz. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can also be part of the festivities here on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. Also available on the Facebook page and Instagram. You can be part of that. In fact, later today, if you're a fan of the Fifth Hour podcast, the spinoff podcast of this show, only available on the podcast format for the super fans of the show on the weekends, we'll have the mailbag up few hours from now, so you can contribute to the mailbag later today. We put that up on Tuesdays now. So that's over on the Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's Ben Maller on Fox. Three different social media platforms, three different names. They tell you not to do that. We did it. I'd mentioned earlier some prime real estate and a Maller rumor from months ago is about to happen. Did a Maller monologue about this. It appears Amazon has settled on who they want to be their lead broadcaster when they launch their NFL broadcast next season. And the winner of the Amazon Prime Real Estate, come on down, Al Michaels of NBC.
You can really caca it up.
Well, Al Michaels, who's being kicked out of the broadcast booth because he's too old for NBC, and they're replacing him with the younger Mike Tirico. And Al Michaels headed over to Amazon. Not a done deal yet, but 90-plus percent chance Al Michaels goes to Amazon. This was a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. You don't even have to know anything about sports television to know this was all in the works long ago. Al Michaels does not want to retire. Al Michaels shouldn't retire. Al Michaels is still good. He's not great, but he's still good at his job, so why should he retire? And he's nostalgia. He's great at it. Or good, not great. Good, not great anymore. And so why not go for it? And if you're Amazon, you want credibility. You can't get any more credible than Al Michaels calling a big NFL game on a Thursday night. Going to be weird for Al, because Al, remember, Al didn't want to go to ESPN because he didn't want to work on cable. Now, Al's so old, he got on a television before cable was around, and he didn't want to do cable, and he always wanted to be on network television, and he's been on NBC and all that, and now he's going to go to not even cable, he's going to streaming. It's a new world order for Al Michaels. And let me put this out there into the cosmos here. All right, now, Amazon wants Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning just signed a deal with ESPN, multi-year deal, which would seemingly block Manning from going to Amazon. So keep an eye on Chris Collinsworth. Collinsworth also is being forced out in a couple of years from NBC. Now, he's been the longtime play-by-play or color commentator with Al Michaels, and they will call the Super Bowl, Michaels and Collinsworth, in L.A., well, it's actually in Inglewood, in early 2022. And then Michaels will be kicked out for Mike Tirico. But NBC wants Tirico and Drew Brees to be the broadcast team on Sunday Night Football. Collinsworth is still there. So Collinsworth could leave to go work with Michaels at Amazon, and then that would clear the runway for landing for Drew Brees into the Sunday Night booth with Tirico. So keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on that as a possibility. There's also some people speculating that Michaels will actually still occasionally call a playoff game when NBC they have to do an extra wild card game, and they might call Al Michaels out of the bullpen and let him call a playoff game. But sounds like he's going to The Amazon. The Amazon it is. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. That would be the show that you are listening to right now. We thank you for that. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the festivities, a plagiarism situation. We also have to circle back to that story we did not get to about dumplings. We'll get to that. And we will do it next.
Can I see your balls, sir? I'd like to see.
That's out of...
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
4 out of 5 nocturnal listeners to sports radio choose the Ben Maller Show to combat insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your help to grow the Maller Militia. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Been very concerned here the last couple days. There's a big fire in California, and one of my favorite places to visit, to unwind, to go off the grid, is in the giant forest in the Sequoia National Park. That's in Eddie Garcia territory, near where he grew up, and it's been a massive fire that came right to the edge of the giant forest where those massive sequoia trees are that go back thousands of years. And last I heard, they've done a good job of preventing the fire from getting in to the heart of that part of the forest there. But crazy story. And we don't do shout outs on this show, so we will not compliment management or Jonas Knox, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio, who I'm correct in saying this, that he's been named the permanent morning host here.
Who?
Jonas Knox is his name.
Never heard of him.
Congratulations to Jonas and Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington, our new teammates officially, as they take the baton from our old buddy Clay Travis, who's now doing political radio full-time in the old Rush Limbaugh slot, man. Talk about replacing a legend. That's akin to trying to replace John Wooden when you replace Rush Limbaugh in radio. But good luck to Jonas and LeVar and Brady, and wish them very well. Very happy for Jonas. And I don't really know LeVar and Brady. Hope to meet them. I know Brady's been bouncing around for a few years, but very happy for all those guys. But Jonas has been with us for a while and always happy. He's a pure radio guy, Jonas. He worked his way up and always.
No, I'm touching it right now.
Always pull for those guys. A little place in my heart. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We'll take your phone calls. It is the Ben Maller Show at 877-99 on Fox. We'll say hello to Spin Cycle Regina, who's in the Twin Cities. Hello, Regina.
Hi, my Ben. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, Regina. If I was any better, I'd be a doc, but not Doc Mike, because he was on hold earlier, but he hung up. I don't know what's going on with him. Yeah.
Oh, that's who I wanted to talk to.
Oh, you wanted to talk to Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is Coop, can we get Doc? Can we track him down? We're efforting Doc?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Coop.
You got his phone number, Ben. Give him a call.
Yeah, I don't have his phone number.
Hold on a sec. I'll call him right now. Eddie, talk. Hold on a sec. He just called me a few minutes ago. Hold on a sec. I'm going to mute
my mic. I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
Hold on. You talk to Regina, Eddie. I'm going to call Doc.
Regina, what is it you would want to talk to Doc about, or just flirt with him, or what?
I just wanted to thank him because I got to talk to him the other night, and it was awesome. It was lovely to actually meet him person to person on the phone. And
his phone's ringing right now. He's not answering.
Now you're talking about an on the air, on the Ben Maller Show conversation, not a private phone conversation.
Oh, it was private one, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm putting the phone down. He's not answering his phone, Regina. So, I don't know why. He's probably sleeping. So,
drinking something.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You called Doc off the air. Is that true?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
How come this is the first I'm finding out about this?
Well,
are you making that up, Regina? You're not. Are you being honest with us?
I have no reason to hide anything from you.
all right. All right. And Doc, that was a pleasant conversation. And how creepy was Doc on a scale of 1 to 10?
3.
A 3? Only a 3?
Wow.
I'm surprised by that. I would have thought that he would have been much more creepy than a 3.
Maybe I took his charming instincts and character for not being creepy and just being real nice and sweet.
All right. I'll make a deal with you. Next time Doc calls up, and if I see your name on the board, I'll make sure that you talk to Doc. I want to hear his. I'm definitely going to ask him about this next time he calls up, which will be most likely tomorrow.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Sweetheart.
All right. Thank you, Regina. All right.
Thank
there she goes.
You, take care.
All right. Bye bye. All right.
Bye, boys.
All right. Yes. There she goes. Only she knows. Only she.
Ben Bonito. My Ben Bonito.
Who?
I'm surprised Doc did not answer the phone. I thought Doc would answer the phone. Normally, when I call him at any hour of any day, he immediately answers his phone. But for some reason, he has chosen not to. So let me ask Roberta, are you a fan of dumplings, Roberta? Do you like dumplings?
Yeah, they're all right. Good.
They're okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Do you like, I'm trying to think of some of the other items here, wontons. You enjoy wontons?
Good, yeah.
They're pretty good there, mm-hmm. What's your favorite Korean-inspired food? What would that be? What do you think? Korean dish.
Yeah. Was it? Jeez.
Yeah.
Pork spare ribs.
Oh, you like that. That's
one
of your favorite dishes. Yeah, I understand.
Pineapple fried rice.
That's your go-to? Yeah. I got you. So what would you say if the Clippers had a sponsor that had their logo of a Korean food company on their uniform? What would you say?
If it made them $100 million, good for them.
Yeah. How embarrassing is this? I mean, my God. Holy crap. The Los Angeles Lakers, one of the iconic American sports franchises, have put a logo of a Korean food company that is known for making dumplings on their jersey. Wow. I've never... Bibigo, is that the name of it? How do you pronounce it? I've never heard of the company.
Who?
It's B-I-B-I-G-O. Is it Bibigo or Bibigo? I don't know. There you go.
You are a sad, sad man.
I think it's rather pathetic. I mean, the Clippers.
I think you're rather pathetic. Sponsor. That's what you're going to go with. You're like dissing the sponsor on the name as if honey is any better.
Yeah, honey's great. It's making romance, man. It's making babies. It's love. That's what the Clippers have on their uniform.
This from a man who said he would endorse a gay magazine for the right price. So.
Yeah, what do you have?
But
I've
never endorsed dumplings. I've never endorsed dumplings.
You would.
Did you endorse dumplings? I would not.
Yes, you would.
What do you have against Korean food?
What's racist. Well,
I just don't think on an NBA uniform, it's kind of ridiculous. So I'm just saying.
Why?
I think it's silly.
Why is it silly?
Because the Lakers, you think the Lakers, they should have... a name, national brand, you go down the big Fortune 500 companies, one of them. But what are you doing?
It's a national brand.
I will give the Lakers credit. At least they didn't ask for more COVID money. So they're getting better. That's a step in the right direction. Remember, the Lakers asked for, I think it was $4 million in COVID relief money for small businesses. And
it's going to be 2050, and Ben's going to be talking about the COVID loans. And meanwhile, the Clippers will still be without a championship.
Yeah.
And the Lakers will have another 15 banners.
The Clippers needed a new arena, and so did Steve Ballmer go out? Did he ask the people of
it's unfortunate that your super rich owner can't buy you a championship.
Well, no, I'm sure because the Clippers, they probably had like a bunch of taxpayer money to build the arena. I mean, that's what your team does. So I'm sure that happened. Yes, no? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he funded it himself. Like, oh my God.
He's so rich. Still can't win a championship.
Yeah, maybe he can fund a replica trophy for you.
That'd be a good idea for him.
Wow.
found a couple of those selfie banners.
Enjoy your dumplings, boys. Enjoy your dumplings.
What's wrong
okay?
with your Clippers?
Have a good time there. And those wontons are amazing. They are wonderful wontons on the Laker uniform there.
And the Clippers sure suck. Will always suck. Never win anything.
Make sure the checks cash.
Kawhi Leonard, snap, crackle, and pop.
Well, you know about that. Never Anthony win Davis, of course.
Never LeBron win anything.
Remember LeBron James, who said famously in the NBA playoffs last year, when Anthony Davis got hurt, he bragged about how these shoulders. These shoulders were made to carry the Lakers.
Kawhi Leonard was so good. He
right
won titles with Tim Duncan.
Right into vacation they went.
Parker.
Just like that. Right to vacation.
Don't forget, Ben was in a march for LeBron to come join the Clippers.
That was with the great Clipper Daryl. That was before LeBron sullied himself with politics and with all the other crap LeBron did. That was back when LeBron. Clippers!
LA Lakers!
Clippers! Clippers!
Clipper Laker. Yeah.
And again, it shows you. This soundbite. I'm glad you played this because I'm buddies with Clipper Daryl, one of the great celebrity fans.
And
Clipper
Daryl proving
yet again that
team.
Koopa Loop and Roberto do not get the sarcasm. That was satire.
He lost
by Clipper Daryl.
He lost a bet.
That was satire, and it still gets played this day. You know why it gets played? Because there's no real fans of the Lakers. They're all frauds. They're all dumpling-eating frauds. Every one of them.
Kawhi's
everyone. Meanwhile, you were
Kawhi's
desperately, you were hoping Kawhi went
to
the Lakers.
He tries to sit out games in the regular season. He tries to be a leader in the playoffs.
When Kawhi met with the Lakers, you got all excited. You were like, oh my God, we're going to get Kawhi.
God would ever win anything.
And you couldn't get Kawhi.
He won because of Tim Duncan, Paul Ginobili, and Parker. And he got lucky with the Raptors because Kevin Durant got hurt and all the Warriors players got hurt. He's a fraud. He's never let anybody or anything.
Dumplings and wontons.
That guy's never let anybody
right
or anything.
On your uniform right
he's
now.
Never
that's
let
the
anybody
Lakers.
Or
that's
anything.
That's the Laker brand.
That dude is a fraud.
Down goes
he's
the dumpling.
Fraud.
Down goes
that
the dumpling.
That dude is a
the
fraud.
The little dumplings. They're going to get
dude is
crushed
a fraud.
Like
nobody
dumplings.
Nobody likes him on his team.
The Lakers.
He tries
team
to be
dumplings.
A leader. He tries to be a leader,
go.
But he's not.
LeBron.
He's a fraud.
You think he likes dumplings, LeBron? I saw him wear that uniform. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we'll have Cowboys Corner coming up. Buy your dumplings, boys. You'll hear that a lot this season. The team dumpling.
I hope all of our Korean listeners hear this. Just Ben crapping all over dumplings.
Oh, that's great. That is right. Absolutely correct there. The dumplings. I think it's great the Lakers went with the dumplings. I think that's wonderful because there's a lot of dumpling comedy that we will have this NBA season. The dumplings. Oh, my God. Oh, can you imagine, Eddie, if the Clippers had a dumpling sponsor, what these two morons would have done with that? Oh, my God.
We don't concern ourselves with whatever logo you guys put on your jerseys.
You know, because you're embarrassed. And you know I'm right. You know I am correct on that. It would have been open season. It would have been every
dumpling
joke.
The difference is we don't
joke.
Talk about the Clippers.
Yeah. Oh, you do you? Roberto just did a 5-minute rant about Kawhi Leonard, a soliloquy about Kawhi Leonard. I never mentioned Kawhi Leonard's name. I mentioned dumplings. I mentioned dumplings. I thought it was interesting. An iconic franchise would whore themselves out to sell dumplings. I think that's an interesting story. I do. Anyway, I look at the clock. You're killing the clock. It's your fault. It's not my fault, management. It's these two guys. It's their fault.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So some old-fashioned plagiarism of the cyber world, NFL team on NFL team plagiarism, and this involves two of the less-than-exciting franchises, so we won't spend a lot of time on it, but Jacksonville and Atlanta couple of dumpster fire franchises, White Hot Tire Fires. Now, Urban Meyer had given a state of the franchise address, trying to give a pep talk to the Jacksonville fan base, the beleaguered and beaten Jacksonville fan base after the 0-2 start. And so the team released a prepared statement, and Urban, in the statement, said, hang in there with us, we're going to get better, blah, 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 blah. And so that was the statement. And the Atlanta Falcons, a few hours later, tweeted out their own statement from Arthur Smith. And Jacksonville, the social media team, pointed out it was very similar in tone. Not word for word, but similar in tone. Arthur Smith, the coach of the Falcons, son of a billionaire. And he is, by the way. Look that up. Jacksonville pointed out, hey, can I copy your homework? Yeah, fam, just switch it up a bit. And it was great. The way it was delivered by Jacksonville, it was, the white lettering on the black background, and it was very similar, very similar. So I got a kick out of that. I always get a kick out of Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario, and he is next. It's Cowboys Corner. Hello, Cowboy.
Hello, Ben and company. Hey, Jonas, Brady, and LeVar, congratulations, boys. 87 years ago today, about 5 weeks before my Uncle Ronald Turner was born, he passed away August 25th, by the way.
And get ass on Facebook.
Paul Dean of the Cardinals no-hit the Giants in the second game of the doubleheader. His brother, Dizzy, took a no-hitter in the seventh inning of that same doubleheader. So you almost had sibling no-hitters in one game, in one afternoon.
Who?
And anyway, 59 years ago today, the Senators, Tom Chaney, struck out a record 21 batters in 16 innings. This is against the Orioles, but he never recovered.
You don't want
his arm never did anyway. 58 years ago today, Tigers' Denny McClain debuted against another first-timer, the White Sox, first athlete, and McClain homered his only major league homer in his 9-year career and won 4-3. And Vinyl Blues, 51 years ago today, he pitched for the, of course, A's, no-hit the Minnesota Twins 6-0. They won the American League East title. And also 51 years ago today, the old Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 31-21 in the very first Monday night game. And 36 years ago today, Larry Holmes, 15-round decision.
And I used the suction technique.
Heavyweight champion to win the heavyweight championship. And
big burly
major leaguer, Sam McDowell, and Cecil Fielder are 79-58 today. And my boys, the Watson brothers' mother,
I know more growers than showers. I know that.
But she passed
what the heck was that?
2018. Speak to people tomorrow morning. Remember, Bucks and Blondes and Back Cowboys matter. We're by.
Hey, where are the white women at?
There you go. Where he goes, only he knows. Matt in Indy says that Lakers story. That's what old people eat, Ben. Dumplings. It's easier for their false teeth. I didn't realize that, but thank you, Matt.
You pay me $500,000, I'll endorse a gay magazine.
Pointing that out. There you go. All right. A source close to the show says that there are BB Go products, I think that's how you say it, in Kansas City. And this person says he has been told that it's like Chipotle with Korean food.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. They could serve poison, and you'd say, that's the greatest poison ever. Kills you right away. It's the way to go. Rah, rah. Man. Bobcat says that company is probably a North Korean company, knowing LeSham's love affair with commies, he points out there. Well, that's the Lakers guy right there, Coop and Roberto. The two dumplings. Man, oh, man. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Say hello to Richard real quick. Richard in San Diego. Hello, Richard. All right, Richard's gone. That's good. So we'll get to the game show. We'll have a little more time for Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. If you would like to be part, call right now, 877-99 on Fox. Cite the Bite in its entirety is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And away we go. Time now for Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery Cite the Bite. We take a sound bite, a little clip of a sound bite from the last 7 to 10 days. You got to figure out who it is. It could be a coach, prominent media member, a coach. Listen very closely to this week's sound bite. Here it is.
The world is watching.
The world is watching. Play it again.
The world is watching.
All right. Will anyone get this right? I will go caller 5. I'm going to go caller 5. Eddie?
5.
Roberto.
Yamada numero 5, Big Bang. Clippers suck.
Right. All right. That's the same number of dumplings you're going to eat at your next Laker game. Koopa Loop, the little dumpling.
I'm going to go with color 5. 5.
Oh, interesting. All right. Play it again, Roberto. Play it again. Play
the
again.
World is watching.
Okay. The world is watching. But what are they watching? Inquiring minds would like to know. Let's go to the phones. Caller number 1 is Charlie in San Antonio.
Number 1.
Spot. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Ben. The world's watching. That's obvious. That was the fan that Steve Ballmer gave a thigh massage to in the playoff game.
All right. I hope you enjoy the Spurs lottery party next year. Is that correct? No, it's not correct. That was a satire.
Great job, Charlie.
Call.
You get a golden ticket.
Charlie, you get an extra dumpling at dinner tomorrow, Charlie. Let's go to, let's see here, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Caller number 2 is Rob in Vegas. Hello, Rob.
Hold on.
All right, there we go.
There we go. Hello,
Good
Rob.
Good evening, Benjamin. Hey, is that Blind Scott's new girlfriend from the 7-Eleven, Hector?
All right. Blind Scott, no? All right. Everyone's got jokes. Time for our first clue. This is the all-time leading receiver in Lee County, Florida history. Big fan from
the world
Lee
is
County,
watching.
Florida. Oh, yeah, all right. Interesting. Caller 3 will be eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's try Shane in Des Moines, or as Roberto says, Des Moines. Hello, Shane.
Is that former Seahawk Sidney Rice?
Sidney Rice for the win. That's a good name. I haven't heard that name in a while. So, thank you, Shane. It's not Sidney Rice. Caller 4 is next on Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. We're trying to figure out who this mystery voice is.
The world is watching.
Jared in Kansas City.
What's up, Ben? Is that Jamal Adams, Mark Stephen for Green Bay?
Jamal Adams. Are you sure you're not confusing that with somebody else? Devontae Adams, I believe, is it? No, you're incorrect. But thanks for playing, Jared. You have won this game. Next clue, only the 4th ever true freshman to be an AP First Team All-American. I'll throw a bonus clue in. This person has used the Maller cell phone. Has used the Maller cell phone, this mystery person.
The world is watching.
Caller number 5. Caller number 5, Justin in Cincinnati.
He's really been a bust if you think about where he was drafted. It's Sammy Watkins. Sucker,
oh, dude. That's right. It's Sammy Watkins.
I got it right.
Ding, ding,
caller
ding,
number
ding,
5.
Ding, caller yeah, 5. I got it right first.
Yeah, oh, right.
Me too.
You know, when Sammy Watkins played with the Rams, I let him borrow my phone to call in, and I thought he stole my phone, but he gave it back to me. But Sammy Watkins, who has bounced all over the place. He was Buffalo. He went to the Rams, and he was with the Chiefs, and he's with the Ravens all over the place. won the Super Bowl in Kansas City, but it is Sammy Watkins. No, they got no dumplings. That's what's wrong with the Clippers.
Blow me up, Rocky Roberto.